and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday offered a heartfelt thanks to Canada for its help in the war against Russia. VOA's Alexa Stroop reports.
Zelensky made his remarks in a speech to the parliament in Canada.
Freedom will be the winner. Justice will be the winner. You can know this for sure about us, because you know for sure about yourself that you would never submit to evil.
The Liberal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been one of the most vocal supporters of Ukraine's defense against the Russian invasion of February 2022. Shortly before Zelensky spoke, Trudeau said Canada would be offering an extra $650 million Canadian in military aid over 3 years to supply Ukraine with 50 armored vehicles. Ottawa would also send trainers to help Ukrainian pilots on Western F-16 fighter jets. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
In rare talks between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, China's leader called on the West to lift what he called illegal sanctions on Syria. Reuters correspondent Gillian Kitchener.
The meeting in China gave a boost to the long-ostracized Syrian leader, who has sought to return to the global stage after a brutal civil war in his country. Now, Syria desperately needs foreign investment for its infrastructure and industry. Its dire economic situation has triggered protests in the country's south, where crowds have called for Assad's removal. Xi Jinping told Assad that China would help Syria to rebuild its ruined economy and counter domestic unrest by upgrading ties to a strategic partnership. But analysts doubt that Chinese firms will rush back to Syria, as they would risk becoming entangled in U.S. sanctions, which could freeze the assets.